We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Did you hear Darth Vader got remarried? Her name is Ellie Vader. She really uplifts him. Just changed all my passwords to Kenny. Now I have Kenny logins. Scientists have been studying the effect of cannabis on seabirds. They've left no turn unstoned. What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu? One requires treatment and the other an ointment. This is a message to whoever invented the number zero. Thanks for nothing. Superman avoids graveyards in the evening. That way he stays away from kryptonite. Why do carpenters have no fear of the dentist? They know the drill. I recently invested in a steak restaurant. I'm a stakeholder. I never wanted a beard until my razor broke. Now it's kind of growing on me. They arrested my neighbor for wearing too much purple. Apparently, he was prone to violent behavior. As I was doing my taxes, I realized that last year I got money for nothing and checks for free. Financially, I'm in dire straits. An apple a day really can keep the doctor away. But only if you aim it well. Why did the criminal try to elude Superman by hiding in a mausoleum? He thought Superman wouldn't go near the kryptonite. What did Reagan say when the USSR collapsed? So be it, Russia. What flowers are good at kissing? Tulips. Out of the mouths. Two boys were sitting in church for a wedding. The first boy leans over and asks, "How many wives can a man have?" The second boy puffs proudly up and says, 16, 4 better, 4 worse, 4 richer, 4 poorer. Why should you never accept flowers from the government? They could be a plant from the FBI. I have What's New Pussycat stuck in my head. There's a chance I have Tom Jones syndrome. It's not unusual. Why is frog tape considered the strongest on the market? Because no matter how hard you try, you're not able to rip it. I keep starting to learn Finnish. But I can never finish. Why did the student decide to eat their homework instead of turning it in? Because it was a piece of cake. I got a bar installed on my roof. Just so whenever I have guests I can say drinks are on the house. Did you hear about the bankrupt chef? He invested his life savings in stocks and bullion. What did the Terminator say as he left the toothbrush store? Oral be back. Have you heard about the car joke? It's been driving me insane. I'm Bob Jeffy. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for a bonus dad joke and some random thoughts from my friend Lorelai Stewart. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans, so please share these jokes with your family. Good night all. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hello, everyone. Did you know that you can join the hundreds of listeners who have submitted their own dad jokes through my voicemail? Please spread the laughs and groans and submit your own dad joke to our voicemail, with the best ones to be included in special fan episodes. Just leave your name, the city and state you live in, and your best dad joke. Call 978-393-1076. I'll repeat that number. It's 978-393-1076, or check the show notes page for the number. I look forward to hearing from you. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. Someone tried to scam me into buying a house the other day. Turns out they weren't a real estate agent.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.